Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Lady, I want to bring something to your attention. Something that you've probably overlooked. And that is, a man can hurt just as hard and deep as you can. You see, I had a lady in the past to hurt me real bad, and I needed someone to talk to in a very serious way. So I went to the best friend I had, and that's my mother, and she said, thank you. yes, yes. You see, I never will forget that moment. When my mother turned to me and she said, "Son, if you feel it in your soul, let the tears fall on your eyes. And if you feel it in your heart, go on and cry. Go on and cry. Just because things didn't work out as planned doesn't make you any less of a man. Go on and cry. So go on and cry. Let it out. Go on. Let it out. Let it all out.
Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with Father Terry E. Lyle. We got to switch up our lineup today. We was going to have Tawana Lawler here, but we're going to move her to October the 13th because life happens. It is what it is. But I definitely want to introduce you to my co-host, and we're going to play some of that baby making music tonight. So I know I started you off with a little Bloodstone, Go On and Cry. I took y'all way back in the time. So I want to say hi to Mark and Chris. How y'all doing?
Hello, I'm good.
Hey,
hello,
Chris,
I love that song. I love that song.
I do too, Mark. It takes you back. I think that was before Christmas time. But when you hear good music, I don't care when it came out, they just kind of like do something to me because we all had to go on and cry sometime. Now, I believe that might be my guest, Tawana. But I'm going to have to let her know that we already got started, and I don't want her to miss out on anything. If anybody want to call in and make a comment or a request, why don't you call 347-945-6003. Now, I'm going to see if this is Mrs. Lawler. Ms. Lawler, is that you? Ms. Lawler, is that you?
Hi, Carrie.
Yes.
No, this is not your guest. This is Patricia. I just wanted to listen to the show. How are you?
Okay, well, that's okay. That's okay, Patricia. Listen in, because I guess she had something happen. I thought maybe she was saying everything worked itself out. So we're going to be playing some of that baby making music, girl. So, you know, hang in there because you're going to enjoy it. And I'm glad you tuned in. And next week you're going to want to be here as well with Vincent Hutchison. Oh, my God. This brother make you say, ooh, 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 ooh. But I ain't going to tell you about it, but we're going to be about it. So stay with us, and I'm going to put you back in the mute station. Unless you hit the one key, let me know that you got a request, and I'll try to find it for you. So, okay, bring back Mark, because I know Mark. What did that song do for you, Mark?
It makes me want to cry, but I can't cry. I don't know why I can't cry when I need to. Is there something?
Yeah, well, you
there
know,
must be something wrong with me.
Yourself up. I understand. It makes me want to cry too because it lets me know that it's okay to be vulnerable. But sometimes, you know, people have hurt us so bad. Sometimes that you don't want to let them see that you know something has hurt you because they'll be like keep poking at you, like they say, poke the bear, you know. So I'm gonna get Trish, our baby up here. What is your thing about the song? Just play, Trish.
What do I think about that song?
Yeah, it's by "Go On and Cry" by Bloodstone.
Oh, it's a good song. I like the word. I like any music that I can understand the words to. Yeah.
You like any kind of music because of the lyrics?
Yeah, because I like words. I like music that I can understand the lyrics to. Yeah, but I don't understand the lyrics.
Right.
I don't listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. That's a nice way of saying it. You know, I kind of like enjoy it as well when the lyrics is balanced with the melody because sometimes you have a melody and the words don't sound like good. But, you know, we live as long as I live. You've been hurt before, you know. Somebody done broke your heart. And so when I hear stuff like that, it kind of makes me reflect like, yeah, I remember that Buster, you know, did me wrong. I'm a good girl, you know. It makes me go back down memory lane and any kind of reinforce. I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to be as open. You know, I'm going to try to hold it in. And like Mark say, he don't know how to cry anymore because people get tired of getting hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's an emotional song. I bet if I started drinking again, I could sure cry because my father.
Same here.
Well, my father's an alcoholic.
Drink some damn Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
But I don't want to go there today. But you know
okay.
What I wanted to talk to you about, Miss Terry?
What's that, baby?
You sent me a story about this teenager who masturbated 56 times and died of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible to me. And more incredible is that the Guinness Book of World Records, right after he died, was there to authenticate it for some reason.
Oh, wow, yeah, because some people say it was a hoax, but, you know, Guinness Book of Records, you know, yeah, if they authenticate it, then it's real. But, you know, I imagine, you know, I don't know how it is for y'all because I've never been a male, but going through puberty and everything, you know, and hiding the fact that, you know, the sexual urges and you're too afraid to talk to girls. Well, I'm sure every young man, even including my grandkids, have done that, you know, and I'd be saying, ew. But, you know, that's a guy thing, you know.
Oh, no, that's a favorite pastime of young boys and men. Yeah, every kid,
yeah,
every boy does it.
That's a passage of rite. That's a passage of rite. It's a ritual, a passage of going to
rite
of passage. To a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
I was blown away. Yeah, I was blown away
that did something right because he kept on going. It must have felt good, but. I'm going to put on another song for y'all, Chris and Mark, and see how you like this. I love
this. Hey, man,
this
y'all
song.
Made it to L.A., so, you know, we got to live our best lives. You know? I ain't going back and forth with these niggas. Great, what you want to do? I'm rolling with y'all. Okay, well, what we going to do is we're going to hit the town. We're going to get it in.
Right.
And we're going to do what we're doing. You feel
right.
Me?
And most importantly, we got to smile, bitch! Smile, bitch! Come on! We gon' start this thing all right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? Come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages, graced the cover of 100 magazine pages, made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot, with a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living. Fingers up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing, huh? You in the club every night with no job, eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow, I'm living my best life.
My bitch. To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Duval and Snoop Dogg, living my best life. So I'm going to start with my co-host, Chris. Chris, are you living your best life?
I'm living my best life, sure. I try.
Okay, well, but when you say sure, you're trying, I mean, how do you feel that this is your best life? I mean, because I got a different answer, you know, when I'm going to say I'm living my best life. So are you sure you're living your best life, or are you just maintaining?
I'm living my best life in a sense that I try to do the right thing at the right time, and I try to plan ahead, and I try to help the family, and I try to think about ways to, you know, I think about stuff to make things brighter. You know, I get fresh air. I look at the trees. You know,
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Mark come in. Are you living your best life, Mark?
Not really, because I'm limited because of my it's hard for me to walk these days, and it's hard for me to get around. I wish I could get around better.
Right.
But I'm doing the best I can with what I've got.
Yeah, well.
So, and
pray for Hootie. You know, you might get a car.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm not depressed. I don't get depressed, and I try to help other people that live around me, and that really makes me happy to, you know, cook for people
right.
that have a hard time, or talk to people when they need to talking to around here. So I got my
exactly.
hands full, and I'm blessed. I got a lot to be thankful for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm living my best life, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, back in the day when I was messing up, you know, one of the things that attracted me about California was the palm trees, the ocean, and all that stuff. I loved it, you know. And the thing is, you know, I had to keep looking behind my back, you know, making sure nobody coming for me, you know, police or otherwise. But now that's years in my past, and I've grown mentally, spiritually, and I'm still around palm trees and the ocean, and I'm loving that because, you know, when I left California and then I went back to Baltimore for a little while, you know, I didn't love it. I was like, ugh, the cold snow, the maple tree and cedar trees. There's something about when you come in contact for a while, like I was in California for 13 years with palm trees. Once you be in contact with palm trees and you can walk right across the street and you're at the ocean, I mean, there's something about that that transcends. You know, oh, I love it, and that's why I always like taking trips to tropical places. And so now that I'm near all of that stuff again, I'm living my best life. I'm pumped up. You know, I'm in an environment that I want to be in. So if God take me today, tomorrow, I'm happy because he done blessed me more than I could imagine. If he don't bless me no more, he done enough. So hell yeah, I'm living my best life. And the cherry on the cake would be a finer man. And I can do my little freaky stuff too. Okay, and then I really would be living my best life.
Well, I mean, do you really need a man to have your best life? That's the question I have for you, Terry. Do you need a man?
No,
you're having the best life now.
I don't want my wrist getting tired.
But do you just miss the sex? Is that it? Or the companionship?
No. I'm living my best life for real. I mean, I'm always going to be around palm trees and water, but I didn't want to be in that environment with the police looking for me. I would got to be looking when I hear a siren. I have peace now. I don't have to worry about that. You know, I'm serving God. You know, I'm trying to be a better person. And, you know, if I don't get a husband before I die, you know, I'm okay too. But, you know, that would just be the cherry on a cake. But, you know, when God show up, he show out. So, you know, I ain't going to be mad. I'm going to keep enjoying this because I love this. I love my new location. So, and on that note, y'all take us out of here because we got to go. And see us again next week. Goodbye, Chris. Goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye. Goodbye, John Boy.
We'll see you next week with Vincent Hutchinson. Tell your friends. Tune in.
It's
going to
be a great show.
I love y'all. I'll see y'all later.
Love you too, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Baby.